Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We talked about it yesterday, the NBA's ruling on Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, came down yesterday afternoon, and the league gave him a 1-year suspension, can't participate in any type of activities for the team or the league, and a $10 million fine there was numerous accusations of racist and misogynistic behavior, most of it misogynistic or just inappropriate for a workplace as well. Yep. And the league, the investigation, which was an independent investigation, said that everything that went on, they interviewed over 300 employees, past, present.
That's a lot of people, man. Yeah, that's a lot.
And they said that they did not believe his motives, Sarver, were racist or misogynistic in nature. Now, let me say this, Rob, because yesterday I said I was okay with what they did, but I had not had a chance to read through any of the report, which was 36 pages.
And you got a chance.
It broke yesterday afternoon while I was on the air for First Things First, hustled home. We hit the air, and I just read the NBA's statement where they kind of summarized
and bullet points.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I haven't even got through the whole thing yet, but I'm telling you, it's changed my mind, Rob, going through it. It's just stuff that like, for instance, the N-word reference, right, where he said the N-word five times in telling stories, or according to him, repeating other people. Well, four, it wasn't in the NBA's little summary, but four of those times came after he had been told, not that you necessarily need to be told, but to me it makes a difference. He had been told by black and white
employees, don't do that.
Like, hey, it's not, even if you're just relaying what you heard, it's not appropriate for you to say that. And he kept doing it, you know. So that makes it worse to me. That shows just defiant, I'm going to say this because I can, even
I'm
though
the owner.
It's racist
I own this
and
piece.
Bothers everybody. Right.
I own
right.
this piece. I'll do what I want.
Yep. And then, Rob, I mean, there's other stuff, but also he sent a photo of a nude woman and of two people engaging in sex to some of his employees, high-ranking male employees. You're sending pornography to your owner, your boss is sending pornography to people.
Chris,
I mean,
stop.
Come on. And then reference, like, at a staff meeting, listen to this. At a staff meeting, he told the story of how he learned about oral sex as a child. Come on, man. Like, this is ridiculous.
Terrible.
And so I actually do think that the calls for him to lose his ownership are warranted after reading this. Now, there's a lot of, we'll get into why they weren't or didn't do it, maybe. But we'll get into that next. But what sparked us to talk about this today, Rob, and let me say this too. I was talking to some people around the league, GMs and executives,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, even if they couldn't, because they feel like they didn't take his ownership, the other owners didn't vote on it, because there was no smoking gun, no audio tape, no videotape, anything like that. And we've talked a lot about how
that makes it worse.
It does, in the public's eye.
When people see it or hear it for themselves, Chris, there's no gray area.
Right.
If you remember the Ray Rice, I remember guys saying, well, I don't know what she did in the I don't know what happened, you know, like
right.
when he
right.
dragged her out. But once you saw him slug her, Chris, it was no...
Right. And with Donald Sterling, we had
the
audio tape. If you had audio tape of Sarver saying this, you know, repeating the N-word.
Right.
Even if he was just telling a story, I bet the public backlash would be different. It would be more at the very least, you could have made, they couldn't go beyond $10 million, but you could have made the suspension 3 or 4 years. And
which
then he might want to sell anyway.
Right, which would have made it hard to come back after
right.
that.
Right. And so, yeah.
Here's my thing. Adam Silver, you know, has fake muscles.
But you
muscles.
Want to hear his quote first?
Because yeah,
it kind of, it'll
yeah,
be good
fine.
For you to go into. You come out of that. He was asked today at a press conference why, a normal employee might be fired or would be fired for all these things that Sarver done as the owner. And here's why Adam Silver said the team wasn't taken, even though a regular employee would be fired.
There are particular rights here of someone who owns an NBA team as opposed to somebody who's an employee. The equivalent of a $10 million fine and a 1 year suspension, I don't know how to measure that against a job. I don't have the right to take away his team. I don't want to rest on that neat legal point because, of course, there could be a process to take away someone's team in this league. It's very involved. And I ultimately made the decision that it didn't rise to that level.
All right, Rob. Go ahead.
We got a tweet. Rob G, jump in. LeBron just tweeted something, Chris, before I say this. Rob G, you got it?
I do. LeBron James, seconds ago, yes. read through the Sarver stories a few times now. I got to be honest. Our league definitely got this wrong. I don't need to explain why.
There
y'all
it is,
read
Chris.
The stories and decide for yourself. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. There is no place in this league for that kind of behavior.
There you go.
I love this league and I deeply respect our leadership, but this isn't right. There is no place for misogyny, sexism, and racism in any workplace. Don't matter if you own the team or play for the team. We hold our league up as an example of our values, and this ain't it.
Can I say this?
Yep. I agree.
Well said, LeBron James. Come on, Chris.
LeBron.
Give it up.
LeBron. No
right?
doubt.
You always say I'm anti-LeBron. Give it up.
Well, you are, but still. But no, he deserves
no. this. Is, he nailed this, it, Chris.
He's the most. He's the face of the league. Because we were gonna go, Rob, that the players are really the only ones that can turn this thing now.
And that's what I was gonna say when I said Adam Silver has fake muscles, because he works for the owners. We understand that, Chris, don't we? They pay his salary. He works for the owners, but. The reason they moved on Donald Sterling was not just because they had the audio tape. That hurt Donald Sterling for sure, Chris. There's no doubt about it. But when the players called Adam Silver and said they were going to stop the playoffs and they weren't going to play if Donald Sterling was allowed to continue as owner, that's when he went to the other owners, Chris, and said, we're going to have a problem. We're going to lose millions of dollars. The players are not going to play if this guy is still one of the owners. And what did the owners do? They quickly threw Donald Sterling on the others overboard. And, Chris, we talked about it yesterday.
Because, remember, all Adam Silver could do was give him a lifetime ban. The owners, it was still up to them
to vote, to
basically push him to sell the team.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying is it's about the players.
Yep.
If the players don't make a stink about him sticking around, then Sarver gets to come back. If they say, no, he can't be an owner, we're not playing for him or playing games, I refuse, I'm not going to Phoenix. If this guy's going to be an owner, dude, it takes 2 seconds,
Chris. Oh,
he'll
be gone.
He's gone.
No question
LeBron says, I'll play every game of the year. I'm not going to Phoenix, and when the Suns come here, I'm not playing.
And they also could just be like, we're not playing until he's not owning the team.
Exactly.
And that would, like, we're not playing
game. Any game. And, Chris, how long would that take? It'd take 2 minutes.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So, bravo to LeBron. Definitely get props for that. This is one of his stronger statements to me.
No doubt.
Because some of the stuff, you know, I mean, he's always, you know, the Trayvon Martin stuff was good when he wore, you know, the hoodies and everything. But I think this was this is strong. This is strong coming from
big
LeBron.
Time. So if you listen to the tweet, I think he hit a home run. I think he hit a home run. He covered all the bases. It's not acceptable, Chris. Not from an employee or an owner. Not this league sets an example of caring for all, standing up for all. And not having this kind of stuff go on. It's not good enough. And we'll see how the players respond now that this is out. The cat's out the bag now.
Yeah. Well, LeBron could organize. I'm sure they can organize enough players to come. And maybe some will just come out and support him anyway. Right? Which I imagine will happen.
Right.
They certainly can organize behind the scenes as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I talked to some people around the league today. They weren't certain, but they felt like these are executives for teams. Right. They just felt like because there was no – now, they've told me, look, the people in the NBA know Sarver is a problem.
Right.
Like, he's not viewed as a good owner. He's probably the cheapest owner. You know, just crude and crass, obviously, as you see from the report, but just, you know, he's not like well-liked among most owners. I'm not going to say he doesn't have any allies. I'm sure he does, but you know, the league even knows he's not been a really good owner. And their feeling, at least of these executives, is that because there was no smoking gun,
no
like
video tape,
right. The other owners felt like, you know what, I don't want to go. I don't want to have something, you know, me get in trouble because there's no smoking gun on me. Now, again, this is speculation from executives. But, yeah, they want the bar to be high for you to lose a team. But we said, Rob, okay, that's fine. We understand that. But the players, Rob, if the players, whether Suns players or other players in the league, are like, look, we're not playing a game if this dude's still an owner of the team.
Because, Chris, we already saw this. We saw the power play by players against Donald Sterling. He had been an owner, Chris, I don't know, 35, 40 years? I mean, he was an owner from the 70s.
Yep.
And he had his other off the, you know, away from basketball issues, discrimination lawsuits. He wouldn't rent his apartments to black or Hispanic people.
Right.
I mean, it was well documented.
It was the biggest settlement, I believe, from the Department of Justice at that time. at that time.
Big time. It was like, yes. So the NBA knew about it. Nobody got their panties in a bunch. Nothing happened to him.
Yeah.
Because he used to be so rich, Chris, he used to lend other owners money when the NBA wasn't that rich.
And he used to brag, an owner told me this, that, you know, because they weren't putting any money into the franchise, right? Facilities were bad, not spending a lot of money on players, wouldn't make the playoffs, but he would brag, yeah, but I made certain amount of money this year.
Right, I made
this
money.
Many millions. Yeah, and you didn't. You got to the playoffs, got bounced early, and didn't make a dime. I made $20 million or whatever it was.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's the players, Rob.
What do you think? I want to ask you this. Do you think LeBron's message, very public and very out there, he didn't straddle the fence, Chris. He said, Ali got it wrong. There's no trying to read into what LeBron's saying. To me, that's spot on and that's strong. Our league got it wrong. That's
Rob
what he
G,
said.
Can you read his quote for us
again?
His tweet.
It is a lengthy one, but yes, I will go ahead and knock it out for you guys. LeBron James.
Can you put
James,
down the headphones of listening to Jim, what's his name? I forgot.
No, yeah, that joke fell real flat, Rob.
Yeah, it
did. Okay, just, anyways.
I'm telling you, your material
is so bad.
Be so much better.
Okay.
I will tell you what, I was not listening to the Inside the Parker podcast. I'll tell you
okay.
that right
now. Okay. I never miss it.
But here's what LeBron tweeted again, basically right as our show was kicking off. Read through the Sarver stories a few times now. I got to be honest, our league definitely got this wrong. I don't need to explain why. Y'all read the stories and decide for yourself. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. There is no place in this league for that kind of behavior. I love this league and I deeply respect our leadership, but this is not right. There is no place for misogyny, sexism, and racism in any workplace. Don't matter if you own the team or play for the team. We hold our league up as an example of our values, and this ain't it.
I think
Rob,
that's spot
to answer
on, Chris.
Your question, it's definitely spot on. And to answer your question, I think this is going to end Sarver. I don't know when, but this is the face of the franchise. This is
you mean the face of the league?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I keep saying face of the league. Best player of this generation. Some argue the best player of all time. He is the league respects his speaking out, right? Like that, the league likes the fact that LeBron is outspoken and addresses issues. And now here he is addressing you. And I Rob, whether it is that other players follow suit with LeBron and start putting out their own statements, or LeBron behind the scenes starts gathering players to either make a collective statement or do some type of gesture, or maybe I don't know that they would say we're not playing or anything, but I just think that now that if the players get involved, he's not going to survive this.
How about Devin Booker and Chris Paul? Those two.
Well I'm going to say that one thing I thought about before I had read the actual report and I just saw the NBA summary, I was thinking, Rob, I was like, you know, if Monty Williams, the head coach, who's African-American, or James Jones, the GM, African-American, or one of the stars, Devin or Chris Paul, both African-American, of course, I'm sure they were interviewed, right? They interviewed 320 people. If one of them had said to whoever did the interviews and it was recorded properly, look, he's racist. And it goes beyond that. He mistreats women. Right. It's a terrible environment to be in. I try to stay away from him. You know, I love the team, but I just don't. Look, it's a terrible environment. Like, if one of them had said something like that, I got to believe. Now, I might be wrong. Maybe I'm naive. I got to believe that report would be different.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right.
A top guy like one of those guys?
Yeah, and let me say this too, and we had that Steph Curry said in a magazine article recently, Chris, that his biggest regret is that he didn't boycott the Donald Sterling playoff game. You remember that? Like there was the Warriors had asked, if I remember correctly, the Clippers if they didn't want to play, right? That they would understand and they would go along with it. And the Clippers, which I thought Doc Rivers was
the
weakest, Chris, of all the stuff. They turned their warm-up jerseys right. inside out and then took them off and threw them on the ground. What was that?
I think they should have boycotted Rob.
Right? And Steph
I did
thought
think
so, too.
They should have boycotted
So you start hearing, like, Steph saying he regrets that. Now in this situation, you know what I mean? Does Steph say, hey, man, we got to get rid of these guys who are
Steph's
not
been
good
outspoken
people.
Too.
Yeah.
Steph, not as much as LeBron, but he's actually – he's been pretty outspoken. So, yeah, it would – I don't know, Rob. That's a great question. I would imagine he's going to release a statement or something, I would think, right? But like I said, do you think this will be enough? I mean, assuming a Steph and a few other players – I'm Chris Paul. He's one of the leaders in the league. I mean, maybe he comes
I'm sure he's
out.
Contemplating,
I actually thought, Rob, when the story first came out, you know, from ESPN, this was, you know, what, a year or so
a
ago?
A year ago, right.
I thought that the players might boycott then, or at least, make some noise about it, and they really didn't.
And, Chris, I want to say this. We both worked at ESPN for a long time. And I have issues with a lot of companies, not just ESPN and Fox and CBS Sports and NBC. You know, like, I get it. Oftentimes, we're in bed with the team networks and whatnot and the leagues or whatever. But I'll give ESPN credit to dig and do this story and put it out there. This is one of their partners. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, this is a real story. This is what journalism is. And sometimes that gets glossed over. And I'm going to take my hat off to right. them. They broke this story. They put it out there, and they knew it would cause harm to one of their partners, and they still did what was right.
Well, Rob, if you look at these types of stories, this one, look at the PEDs in baseball, Mark McGwire. These things are broken by journalists.
Right.
The leagues don't break this stuff. I'm sure they know they have inklings, right?
They don't want.
I'm just going to soft chew it because I think it's more than that. But let's just say they know they have inklings, right? They don't put it out there.
No.
The league baseball was enjoying. I covered it for the
New
York Times.
You covered it, Chris.
They were enjoying the home run derby that McGwire.
Don't you remember the cut-ins from ESPN?
Oh,
every
yeah.
at bat was on TV. Every at bat.
And it was great. I mean, you know, like for when you thought it was above board, it was great. And the league was riding that because it brought him back from the strike. But it took journalists to break that stuff.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That means
Super Bowl champion.
Or that shirt that he has on just ripped and the buttons popped off.
That's very true, Rob. He's driving the wardrobe people at Fox Sports crazy because he keeps changing his body. He looks like you might have thought he was a nose tackle.
Wow.
If you just saw him rather than a wide receiver. We welcome in Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst Greg James. What's up, man?
What's up? No nose tackle talk, man. No, that's
linebacker. No, how about linebacker? Edge rusher.
I can do linebacker. Nose tackle is getting a little too sloppy now, Chris.
Hey, man.
Good to have you on. Go ahead, Rob.
Greg, let's start here with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. They said he might be back a little sooner than they originally thought, busted thumb on his throwing hand. But before the injury, Greg, I've seen enough with Dak. I don't know where he is. I don't think he's an elite quarterback on his way to being elite. They were terrible in the postseason game against the 49ers, terrible in this game. It looks like he has to have everything working in order for him to be effective. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. I mean, you pay a guy that amount of money, and I know everybody's talking about how much you pay on these quarterbacks, but you pay them because you believe that they are what will allow you to have the success that you're hopeful of. And so when you watch Dak Prescott in the Dallas Cowboys, offensively, you automatically think, okay, if we take away this, we still have Dak. If we take away that, we still have Dak. And he's not overcoming in being louder than what we don't see. You know what I mean? Like, he's not overcoming those multitude of sins, if you will. And that's where you get take your opinion and your thought and your synopsis, Rob, of you're over it. And I think a lot of us have seen this with Dak, where he's always needed so much help.
Right.
And when he has it, he's phenomenal. But when he doesn't, or when he's called to be greater than what the odds are, we just don't see it on a consistent basis. So, I mean, I'm kind of with everybody, all of what I've heard. I think the Dallas Cowboys season is over unless they just completely start to stifle people defensively, and I just don't see that happening.
Greg, let's get to the call heard around the world. And that, yes, of course, is Nathaniel Hackett. Rob calls him Nathaniel Can't Hack It. But should Russell Wilson have just kind of usurped Hackett's authority and been like, you know, called a timeout, went to the sideline, talked about it, and said, look, we need to – let's go for this on 4th and 5. I kind of felt like he was like, look, my first game in Denver, this coach's first game ever. I don't really want to override him like this right away. But what are your thoughts on that?
You know, I was listening to Richard Sherman, and you know, Richard Sherman sometimes says some things that I'm like, what? But the point he made about there are certain quarterbacks that just have that access and that ability and that okay to just be a coach on the field, and he's right. Russell Wilson is not that guy. He's going to defer to authority, which is coach, and he's going to look and make sure that we're on the same page. And if the clock is, play clock is running down, I'll call a timeout, or if it's something, you know, mid-game. But when it's decision-making time, he's going to defer. And I think that is where you start to see the separation of who is really the guy versus who is a guy. And Russell Wilson is a guy. I can't sit here. And he made a phenomenal point, and I will echo it. If it is Tom Brady or if it is Aaron Rodgers.
No, I got to stop you there.
Hold on, go ahead.
Because Aaron Rodgers, remember?
You're right.
That's why I was kind of giving Russell back.
Hold on. Let me put my beeper on. Beep, beep. Let me back that up. Let me back that up. Or Peyton Manning. Those guys are just going to call that timeout and deal with what the backlash from coach or whomever is going to be later, because they feel so much assurance in what they have and what they know about the game and the situations that, no, this is not what we need to do. So for me, it's a culmination of just developing that relationship and then having that ability to be that guy.
Why didn't Aaron, you know, we're talking about the 2020 playoff season, the 2021, and he didn't, you know, override Matt LaFleur when they kicked the field goal from the 8-yard line, 4th down, with 2 minutes left in the playoff game. Is that not him either? Or you think, why do you think he didn't override that?
So it's not about him overriding it. For me, with Aaron, I know Aaron. He did not want to kick that field goal. He wanted to go for it. But if he makes a stink, it's going to be – the narrative is going to be he can't do that. His body language and all the antics, he can't do all of that and upstage his coach, right, and all of that. That would be the narrative. And so what we then see is him falling back and deferring, saying, you know what, hey, you're the babe. You're the young genius. You know,
right.
I'm going to defer. I'm gonna play my role as quarterback. And hey, I did what I was told to do. I did not agree with it. I mean, everybody could look at it, facial expressions, and know that a lot of these quarterbacks don't agree with the calls that are coming in the headset.
Are the Giants? Saquon Barkley. Who was that running back? Running for 150 yards, because I know I haven't seen him for a couple of years. Who was that, Greg? Is that unbelievable?
I you know what? I loved it, man. I think when you have injuries of the magnitude that Saquon has had, and he runs with his running style, like it can take a while for you to even get your own confidence back, and you become kind of your own worst enemy, because you listen to the clippings, you listen to the chatter, and you're not performing, and so you start almost believing it. And so this is something that not only did the Giants need, Saquon Barkley needed to know that he could still do this. Like, everyone knows, like, when they have value and they have skill set, like, I know I've done it, but when you haven't done it in a while, you start to question, you start to doubt. Guys miss time, and they start to look at catches and runs being made by all these fantastic athletes, and they're like, man, can I still do that? And for Saquon Barkley and his psyche, he needed that more than even the Giants did.
We talked a little bit about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, but that was in the past. We saw what happened Saturday or Sunday. Didn't look good. They lost to the Vikings, which you and I actually thought would happen. Is it panic time for Green Bay fans, or do you think they'll be fine? They got blown out last year in the opener. Obviously had a great season. You think they'll just turn this thing around and still win 11, 12 games?
Well, I would say this. It's different than last year. This is not last year's team. You don't have last year's performers, especially when we're talking about offense. However, it is not panic time. You still do have Aaron Rodgers. And granted, the young kid, Christian, if he makes the catch, who knows? The game may look different. But
Greg, let me ask you this real quick, and I don't want to interrupt you. Real quick. That pass, you got to catch that. You're starting your NFL. How big of a blow is that not to make that catch?
I'm gonna tell you, it's a blow. I will explain it. It is a blow, but it's an even bigger blow when you're not given another chance to rebound from it.
Yeah,
that's the bigger blow.
And he wasn't targeted the rest of the game.
That was the bigger blow for me, and he and Dobbs, like, you gotta. And again, I thought with Aaron's response as far as his verbal, his facial, all of that, I thought he did great. By not, like, getting very dramatic with it, you know, okay, he dropped it, no worry. But the fact that he never went back to him, it spoke even louder than that. And I just wish he would have gone back to him and given him another chance, because you got to nip that. You got to tell the young kid, like, look, it happens. It's happened to a lot. It won't be the last time you drop a pass. It will not be the last time Christian Watson drops a pass in the Green Bay Packer uniform. It will not, if he continues to play and be healthy. That's a part of the game. However, you can't put him on the shelf while he's in the game and just not even give him another. That was the bigger blow.
Now, what I hear you, but what about tough love? Because the bottom line is, now Christian Watson, he just got to suck it up, right? You know he's thinking about it. And he would have.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean,
so he had nightmares.
Do you think he can respond even to the? Because obviously, Aaron's giving him tough love, and he, you know, which that would have been better in the game. But what about now? Do you think Aaron's approach could be beneficial?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.